Okay. Like you to, similar to what I did last week, picture this in your mind. There's a family taking a trip, a husband, a wife, and a couple of small children, and they're in the car, and they're on the road, and it's going to be a long trip. Might be a vacation, might be visiting a distant relative, any number of things. It doesn't really matter what the reason is, but they're in the car, and they're driving along, and everybody knows it's going to be a long trip, hours. It's just the way it is. I'm sure we've all been on trips like that. And lo and behold, after a short amount of time, one of the kids pipes up and says, "Are we there yet?" Yeah, you're laughing. It's common, isn't it? They're eager to get wherever they're going. So they're told to just be patient and everything, and okay. They're continuing to drive, and further on down the road, maybe an hour later, who knows, half an hour, whatever. "Are we there yet?" And this can go on and on. And then maybe they have a little difficulty along the way. Maybe they have a flat tire. Or maybe they have an unexpected detour. Maybe some road construction or something. And they have to go a way that they're not accustomed to, the unfamiliar roads and everything. And the children don't understand that. It's just a longer ride. And again, are we there yet? And after a while, it gets frustrating. It gets frustrating for the kids. It gets frustrating for the parents. You get a little testy, maybe, you know. "Pipe down back there. Be quiet. We'll let you know when we get there. It's a long trip." But kids don't understand. And they keep it up. "Are we there yet?" "No, we're not there yet. We'll let you know when we get there." How many of you have been that little kid in the car? I know I have. How many of you have been the parent getting frustrated over the kids? Yes. So you understand from both sides. We're all eager to get where we're going, right? We all want to get there. Nobody really wants a long, drawn-out drive, especially if you have some unexpected things happening, like maybe a flat tire or a detour. We all want to get to where we're going. And so it is with our lives. We all want to get to where we're going. We all have a destination that we're on the road to, so to speak, right? From the moment that we get to know Jesus, we're on the road to our destination, our final destination. And for some of us, it takes a long time to get there. If you came to know the Lord and got saved at a really young age, and you live a long life, boy, you're on the road a long time. Some of us only get saved later in life. So maybe the road isn't quite as long. But still, there are a lot of bumps along the way, aren't there? Sometimes there are detours as well. We think things are going a certain way, and whoops, no, got to make a little detour. Didn't see that coming. Or maybe some other mishap in our lives that causes delays. We think we're heading in the right direction, maybe. Or we think things are going along smoothly, and all of a sudden something happens. A little bump in the road. That's the way it is. But we're all on our way to that final destination. And sometimes we ask the question too, when are we going to get there? We look at what's going on in the world. We say, Lord, I don't understand how you can, you know, be this patient with everything that's going on. And we don't see the half of it, but he sees everything. We don't see all that much, all the evil that goes on in the world, all the injustice. We hear about certain things, but we don't see it all, but he does. And how it must grieve his heart. And we wonder, Lord, how can you be so patient? How can you let this continue on? And we're eager for the Lord to come back. I'll tell you, I am really eager for him to come back. I can't wait for him to establish his kingdom on this earth, where there be peace and harmony and justice, no more pain or sorrow. I can't wait. I'm eager for that to happen. And I get frustrated every time I see or hear about something going on in the world. I said, that's not right. That's terrible. The way we treat each other, the lack of respect that we have, regardless of whether we how we might differ in our opinions or whatever. It shouldn't matter. We should all respect each other. And I really get frustrated myself. And I can't help asking my Heavenly Father, when are you coming back? When's Jesus coming back? I can't wait. I'm eager. I'm eager to get there. And maybe you feel the same way. Maybe you're just as frustrated as I get at times. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. There's so many things that we have to go through. And we might ask, well, why? Why? It's been 2,000 years since Jesus walked the earth. And he said, I'm coming again. And everybody thought it would be soon. But here it is, 2,000 years later, and we're still waiting. Now to me, that's a long time to wait. I don't know about you, but to me, that's a long time. It's certainly longer than my life. We can't help but wonder, what's taking so long? And I think about some of the reasons why. You know, there are scriptures that talk about how the Lord is patient, that he doesn't want anybody that can get saved to kind of fall through the cracks, so to speak. He's patient because he wants everybody that can be saved to be saved. And maybe it's that relative you've been praying for, or that coworker, or some stranger that you don't really know personally, but that you know about, and you're praying for that person. And you desperately want those people to be saved. I have relatives that I pray for that are not saved yet. And I long for them to come to the Lord. And maybe that's one of the reasons why he's delaying, so to speak. Because he wants them to get saved. And there could be other reasons too. Some of which might relate to our spiritual growth. There are things he wants to teach us. After all, we're going to be kings and queens and priests in the kingdom. Right now, I don't know how to function like that. Maybe you do, but I don't. There are things that we need to learn. We need to learn about him. And we need to learn how to be of service to him, maybe to reach those people that have yet to be saved. So he's patient in that respect. And there could be a whole myriad of other reasons why Jesus hasn't returned yet. But we do know this. He made a promise that he's coming back. And he always keeps his promises. It's just a matter of time. There are a couple of scriptures that I just want to touch on. Here in Hebrews 10:37, "For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry." Jesus said he's coming. And here in Hebrews, it's reaffirming that. It might seem like he's tarrying, but yet for a little while, we just need to be patient and wait. And then here in 2 Peter, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." It just means that time has no meaning to God. 1,000 years to him is just like one day to us. Time has no meaning. He's eternal. He lives forever. What's time? You know, time doesn't mean anything to him. And we need to understand that. So 2,000 years to him is nothing, even though it seems like a long time to us. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering," in other words, patient, "toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And that's what I was touching on before. He's patient toward us. If he loved you so much to save you, there are others that are yet to be saved that he loves just as much. And as much as we desire his kingdom on earth, as much as we desire his return and get frustrated over the fact that it hasn't happened yet, we know that it will happen. And he's just being patient, because he loves the lost. When Jesus walked the earth, those are the ones that he sought out. Those that were lost, the sinners, the downtrodden, the weak, because he loved them so very much. And I know it's sometimes difficult for us because of everything that's going on in the world. We want his kingdom now. Just like when we drive up to a fast food restaurant, we want that meal now. But it may not happen for a while yet. But be assured that he is coming. Be assured that he knows our concerns. He knows the frustrations that we have. He understands, and he's just telling us, like the children in the car, be patient. No, we're not there yet. We're close. I really do believe that we are close. I see signs, little here, little there, things that are happening that point to the fact that, yes, it is close to that time when he's coming back. And as a child of God, I can freely ask him, "Lord, are we there yet?" Not knowing how far away we are, but are we there yet, Lord? And he would patiently reply, "No, we're not there yet. We're close. You're almost home. Almost home." And that's going to be a wonderful day when we do reach that final destination, when we're home with him and with each other, free from all of the stress, the frustrations, the pain, the heartache of everything that we've been experiencing. But we need to be patient. We need to persevere. It may be hard, and there may be a lot more difficult days coming, a lot more frustrating days when we can't help but cry out, "Lord, help. This world is falling apart." And it is. It shouldn't surprise us, because when the world turns its back on the Lord, this is the natural result. There's chaos. there's strife, there's hatred, there's bitterness, all these things. And before the Lord returns, it will get worse. It will. And we shouldn't be surprised. But I just want to encourage you. The day is coming when He is going to return. And it's almost that time. We may not be there yet, but we're almost there.